cleaners and flowers too.
Cleaners.
Just having it actually for farmers as well. So we're constantly looking for input. Like if you guys have any ideas of like what types of things, like in the morning, we're trying to do maybe some update, like short reports, farm reports of some sort. So we're looking for constant input as to what helps all farmers. Right. I mean, we know obviously weather reports, you know, we talk about commodity prices, but I don't know about for you guys, the price of chocolate right now, since you have a chocolate option on your CSA share. But just in general, just Columbia County being such an agricultural community and, you know, the CSA and small organic farms really being this awesome model of, you know, basically approaching or just sort of like addressing a more national, like pressing issues of the environment. You were talking about plastics earlier and trying to reduce on packaging. And so, yeah, if you guys don't mind, I'm just going to read this parts of this newsletter. This is actually from an old farmer I used to work for years ago, John Paul Cortens from Roxbury Farm. This was one of his newsletters. I'm just going to read some of it because it involves the National Food Safety Act, which probably doesn't affect you guys so much because it's more larger scale or middle size. Mm-hmm. But he talks about CSA a little bit as well. So if you can bear with me, I'm just going to read some of it. He says, there's been a lot of debate lately about the Food Safety Act and seemingly unrelated about the term CSA. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, during his visit to Columbia County this fall, talked of his fondness for CSA farms. For the record, he also said that he's just as fond of our, quote, brother farms that use GMOs. His visit was part of the public meetings he held all over the country regarding the Food Safety Act. It was the first time a Secretary of Agriculture had visited our county since 1974. After the meeting, I asked him if we as small farmers would be adequately protected from legislation that would unfairly burden farms of medium size, while looking me straight in the eye, and shortly before his detail rushed him off to the next meeting, he assured me that there were enough provisions in the act to prevent this from happening. CSA has become a household name. It is even listed as a direct marketing method in the Food Safety Act S501. It is described in mainstream publications of cooperative extensions to mainstream magazines like The Vegetable Grower. Many land-grant universities include a CSA farm on their premises. To some, CSA is a word that is a brand waiting to be utilized. No one thought it necessary to trademark the word community-supported agriculture or CSA, and therefore no one owns it. With ownership of a certification mark comes the burden of enforcement. And who would want to do that? Roxbury Farm is a traditional CSA, which means that you get to truly share in the bounty and the failures of the harvest. This year, the word bounty with a capital B. Roxbury Farm does not sell any produce to other outlets other than at the tiny farmer's market in Kinderhook, so all the vegetables are destined to only one place, you. Roxbury Farm members pay for the actual cost of production, and the share price is a reflection of our operating budget. The best description of the CSA model we aspire to is by Rachel Schneider of Hawthorne Valley Farm. She says, CSA asks the consumers to have more interest in the farmer than in themselves, and asks the farmer to have more interest in the consumers than him or herself. I thought that was a pretty neat description right there. And that approach contrasts greatly with reports I heard from CSA farmers in Colorado about farmers that compile a CSA box from all over the country, basically. I'm just going to go down. Profit motive. Profit motive is exactly the reason why there's a need for a Food Safety Act, as many farmers and food processors no longer relate to food as something that at some point is actually eaten by someone. Right? You guys know that one. While food is one of the many pleasures of life, it has become an enemy and something to fear. If farmers and food processors' objectives were to produce and process food as a source of true nourishment and delight, whereby all individuals involved would be given the opportunity to find meaningful work while honoring the integrity of all living things, we would not need a Food Safety Act to begin with. But those activities are a good characterization of what we think a CSA farm is all about, and it stands in sharp contrast with the factory farms that are a danger to our environment and health. And it just keeps going here. I may actually just skip it. I wanted to read that because, I felt like it really directly addresses
I really
a lot
like that
you've
like
been
that.
Talking about.
Like, for example, I like to think that a long time ago, you know, thousands of years ago, and all the way up to, let's say, you know, 1800s, when the Industrial Revolution, you know, did they need all this detailed, huge document? I bet that isn't that thing like thousands of pages long or something.
Yeah, we actually called
1,700 pages long.
Remember, we called the senator because we were asking more about it, and we wanted to let them know that from what we had heard, we didn't approve. And then, you know,
the guy on the phone didn't know anything about the thing.
The other secretary that we called was like, oh, well, you can read it online. So Robert goes to read it
online. I try to go read it online. I'm like,
it's literally like,
there's
so
like five pages of a menu. You know what I mean?
So it's a lot of detail. But I mean, basically, you know what they mentioned, the whole factory farm thing, you know, that's where the safety regulations have to come in. But
yeah, and what about this? Why do we have so many foods out there that are allegedly safe? You can go to any supermarket and get them, but there's BHT and BHA and EDTA and high fructose corn syrup and like all kinds of unnecessary ingredients.
Are they still sulfates using RBGH? That's another one. I mean, we could just make up letters, and it would probably be like stuff they're using. That's
probably
definitely not good. You know, the
and you
could
go
hormone.
To the FDA, and they'll stamp you an approval.
The other thing is that, you know, every CSA when they're able to offer things that haven't been, you know, overpackaged, then we're helping not pollute the environment in that way too. Which every time that you don't pollute your water, you're making it safer. So
one of the ones that gets me is when they'll add like red number 40. To what's supposed to be a barrier fruit product that's already red.
Right, just to make it a little more red.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just in case you didn't know that was red, you got to be really red.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's true.
I think that was very well put. I think that was, and also about, you know, the customer's more interested in the farmer than they would be, and the farmer's more interested in the customer because they want to make the customer happy. But at the same time, like they mentioned, it does depend on the season. There's things that can go wrong, and that makes people more aware.
Here's another difference
between
something like a CSA and those big farms. You know, is that they're not in touch with their customer that much. They just have to hurry up and get it sold out there to whatever wholesaler, you know, but they're not really in touch with their customers. So what is their customer going to walk up there one day and complain or something?
One farmer, I think an onion farmer from New York, where did I read that recently? He said, you know, he did like 500,000 pounds of onions last year and sold it, and he didn't meet one single person who ate those onions.
Wow.
I mean, that's just the nature of like wholesaling. You get it on a truck, you ship it off to the wholesaler, and it's just there's such a lack of connection to the consumer. I think this is so great about community supported agriculture, and it seems like especially with your preservation parties. I want to come to your preservation parties, by the way. I've been to them before, and it's so fun. You just get like jars of vinegar or oil and like a whole bunch of vegetables, and you just like put stuff in them, and like you can do all kinds of jarring and pickling. And I mean, that's like you're developing a relationship with your consumer base. Right?
Another thing that's positive, I mean, that guy basically had to grow those onions because he knew that's what he could sell. Mm-hmm. So I kind of feel for every farmer. Right. But what's good about us and why we wanted to do CSA and these people doing CSA and CSA farmers in general is that we can actually, you know, produce things that are not necessarily like, oh, we have to do tons of onions. We can produce seeds that, you know, might actually be going off the spectrum and, you know, be extinct, actually. So we have more of a chance to, you know, offer people things that they might not have tried before. And even in the farmer's market last year, I discovered tomatoes I had never had before that were the best tomatoes I'd ever had. And she said, these are actually going extinct. So it's not because they're, you know, they don't taste good that they're going extinct. It's just because people have decided, well, this is the tomato that can grow the fastest. This is what can be mass produced. Right. So as a CSA, we get to grow things that can be healthier, taste better, and also have more diversity. So the consumer and the farmer benefit that way too. where that farmer knows, like, okay, well, I can use my land to grow onions, and that's what I have to do. And they kind of...
Yeah, we're talking about a whole new approach here, and I'm so glad you guys are on board. I want to let you give your, since we're starting to wind down a little, again, this is Kieran for WGXC 90.7, and we are talking with Robert and Melina from Smiler's Farm. So you want to just give your information again, our website and phone number, looking for CSA members. Go for it.
You can also find us on Facebook. We have a fan page for that, too. So
yeah, facebook.com/ Smiler's Farm.
Nice.
And www.smilersfarm.com, 845-750-5252.
You should spell it, though. S-M-Y-L-E-R-S. Farm.com.
Gotcha. And there's a lot of like happiness theme stuff going on here with the smiling and the happy farmer and the happiest man alive. So you guys got to come see this guy. He's got a great smile. It's true. So anyways, thank you guys so much for coming in.
No problem.
Really. And I just really want to come visit you at some point. I'll give you a buzz.
Okay.
And, you know, I just am really impressed with, the fact that you guys kind of, you're, if you don't mind me saying it, very young, and you guys are both like just jumping right into this and making it happen, leasing 5 acres. Putting it, oh, there's a card. Look at that. The business card has a big smiley face on it, too. This is fantastic. All right. So, yeah, thanks again, guys.
We really enjoyed it. It was
Yeah, thanks for inviting us down.
Okay. Yeah, well, WGXC is here, and we're here for the people. We're here for the farmers, and we're trying to develop the agriculture.
Let me know if there's any way I can help in some way.
Yeah, well, just let's talk about feedback for our morning show stuff, like for stuff that, so you can like know that at like 6:30 a.m. you might be able to tune in for like a 10-minute report on like what's hot on the CSA market these days,
that's,
you know?
That's a good idea.
Or sharing recipes, like how many recipes you know with arugula? Yeah. I mean, you probably know a lot, but, you know, it wouldn't hurt to learn more, right?
That's a great idea. I like that idea.
Okay, so I'll keep you guys posted for that because we definitely want like the farmers to be tuning in too because that's part of the whole point here.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, Melina, Robert, thanks again.
You're welcome.
All right. No problem. All right, we'll talk soon. So yeah, maybe we should go to another song here before we start wrapping it up. And this one is kind of non-agriculture related, I think, but it could be construed as agriculture related too. Anyway, this is the Fleece Brothers, folks.
He did a lovely job. Lily white breath.
dark is her hair, and her eyes dark round, and fall on the ground, and her lips move along to an old country song.
Yes, indeed. That was the Fleece Brothers, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Ag Show here, WGXC 90.7. And we got, I believe, the Health Show coming in after this with Linda Carlson. And I'll be excited to hear about that. And we just heard from Robert and Melina from Smiler's Farm, the new CSA located 4 miles from downtown Hudson. A brand new young upstart CSA. So we definitely are really happy to hear from them. They had some really great new sort of things they're looking at. Preservation, for example. They're doing food preservation, and they're going to have some preservation parties. So we're going to have to keep you posted on that. So, yeah, we're going to be, like I said, interviewing more CSA farmers, more local farmers. I talked to an herbalist today who she definitely will be coming on at some point. Lauren will be talking with us, I'm hoping, to talk herbs and tinctures and stuff. We've had, you know, Francis talk about mushrooms. We've had Turtle Tree Seeds. We've had Threshold Farm. John Ronzani from Lineage Farm, who's going to be selling some veggies across the way here next to the Chinese restaurant, next to the diner. We even talked about Dan Gibson, who bought the diner and is going to be serving awesome burgers, I'm sure, from his own grass-fed beef cattle operation in Ghent. Let's see, a couple more random things. I gotta share the statistic because this segues right into the health show. This is an interesting little blurb, a new science, whatever. A study was done, and it says here, junk food cravings trigger the same brain activity as drug addiction, this study suggests. Junk food cravings trigger the same brain activity as drug addiction. Unbelievable. So sugary, fatty, salty, and greasy. Those all sound great to me. I love sugary, fatty, salty, greasy. But apparently those types of food can trigger something in the brain that is similar to looking for the next hit for a drug addiction. I just wanted to share that with you, a little random blurb there. That was published in the Journal of the Archives of General Psychiatry. Psychiatry. So I'm not just making this up. They actually did a study and so on. So random little things. Philmont Co-op, I gotta throw that in there too. If anyone is up there from Philmont wants to become a member of the new co-op in town, Philmont Market at gmail.com or www.philmontmarket.com. Those are the two websites. Philmont Market at gmail.com, www.philmontmarket.com. I'll just say real briefly, this is a new cooperative. It's a food co-op in the old Stewart's gas station, which is now closed down. Democratic, member-controlled. You become a member. You actually have a vote and so on. And you're a member owner. The cooperatives are democratic organizations controlled by member owners who actively participate in making policy decisions. Men and women serving as elected representatives are accountable to the ownership. And in a primary cooperative like ours, member owners have equal voting rights. One member owner, one vote. So give them a shout. Definitely check them out because they're going to be developing pretty soon. That just about does it. We're about to wrap up here. Once again, this is Kieran, WGXC 90.7, Agriculture Show. And we're going to, let's see, maybe go segue right into Linda. And we could maybe even play the last song here. You got a song for us, Sarah? Okay, we'll play a song for y'all.
Thank you. leopard skin peel-dog's head. Yes, I see you got your brand new leopard skin peel-dog's head. Well, you must tell me, baby, how your head feels under something like that, under your brand new leopard skin peel-dog's head. Jump on it sometime. Yes, I just wanna see if it's really the expensive kind. You know it balances on your head just like a mattress balances on a bottle of wine. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Well, if you wanna see the sunrise,
hi, this is Bruce from Copic. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM in Accra, Catskill, Hudson. Listener supported Hands On Radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Hello, I'm Anne Forbes Cooper, one of over 100 volunteer programmers at the new community radio station WGXC at 90.7 FM. WGXC is made possible by hard-working volunteers. There are many different ways to get involved. Please contact us online at wgxc.org.
With the wellness program. And today we have a little bit different venue.